players, but obviously you're going to be frustrated. What do you put the result down to, then?
A rubbish performance. You know, a performance where we look very lethargic, especially first half when we want to get on the front foot. We can all go on about opportunities, missed opportunities, but for me, the performance in general wasn't good enough to win the game today.
You were inconsistent again. You started well and then it
doesn't. Well, that's why, you know, I said to my players, but I've got to take the brunt of it. They're my players, but for me is if they don't want to be bog standard League Two players, shall we speak, and I think I've got some good players in there, some decent characters, they've got to start showing it on a consistent basis. You can't just switch it on like a tap. And I thought, you know, today typified the reasons why we drew too many games this season and not won them, you know, and the penalty miss and them scoring after that sums us up a little bit, to be honest.
And I appreciate you would never see this excuse, and other teams have got it as well. Have the games caught up on you? Were the tiredness affected?
Listen, I don't want to use tiredness as an excuse. It's the same amount of games for every single body. Excuses when you've lost a game for a manager don't cut it, and I get that. So you're best keeping your mouth shut. For me, I represent what my players are about. Today's performance is nowhere near good enough. My players know that. And we've got to get back on that training ground on Monday with a fresh week ahead of us and be a damn sight better than next week.
Well, the players are going to learn a bit about themselves this week.
Well, listen, I keep saying learning and developing. I mean, we've got an average age there of 23 in the starting 11, you know. But for me, how long did they keep learning? Do you know what I mean? They've got to be stepping up to the plate now. And certainly today showed me that one or two of them aren't ready to step up to the plate to be that consistent to enough players to get out of this division, one or two of them. And they've got to realise that the opportunities, you know, in this financial football world that they're in, if they don't put their ideas up, you know, they move on. It's as simple as that. But players have got to go away, analyse their own individual performance. Manager and staff do exactly the same. Pick the bones out of it. Work on it Monday morning. Like I say, let's get a bright week on the training ground next week.
It's a personal responsibility.
It is personal responsibility, yeah. But everybody, you know, me leading from the front. I picked the team, leading from the front. I thought it was a lethargic first half performance. Second half, I thought there was only one team. They had a few counters, but we don't take our chances. We're not ruthless, and the penalty sums it up, doesn't it?